It's Central Time. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're with us on the Ideas Network. Coming up on Central Time, an education professor from UW-Platteville spent his sabbatical helping Syrian refugees in Germany. We'll find out what he learned during his 6 months of volunteer work among the thousands of refugees awaiting asylum.
First, reports are saying that a poison gas attack killed dozens of people, including children, in the Syrian province of Idlib today. The New York Times is reporting that it was the deadliest chemical attack in years.
White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer attributed the attack to the Syrian government and called it, quote, reprehensible and something that cannot be ignored by the civilized world. Spicer was also critical of Obama-era policy on Syria in his remarks and said President Trump was speaking with his national security team.
Jeremy Suri joins us now to tell us more about the White House's approach to the conflict in Syria. He's a professor in the Department of History and holds the Mack Brown Distinguished Chair for Leadership in Global Affairs at the University of Texas, Austin. Jeremy, welcome back to Central Time.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Now, the White House is attributing this attack to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Is that coming as a surprise to you at all?
Well, it is a surprise to me, the boldness of this attack. There have been a number of reports in recent months of Assad's government forces using chlorine gas to control and kill pockets of population. But this seems like a very, very bold, obvious and undeniable mass killing. And it doesn't surprise me that Assad would want to do that, but it surprises me that he felt he could get away with that.
And what about Russia and Iran's reaction here?
Well, the Russians and Iranians, as far as I can tell, have not said very much about this. They have not even confirmed that this happened, and they certainly are not taking on any responsibility. But, of course, they have been Assad's defenders, and it is the Russians who brokered the removal of other chemical weapons from Syria and also brokered the ceasefire. So they have a certain responsibility for the general setting here and for control over the situation, and we haven't heard much from them.
Sean Spicer, Press Secretary Sean Spicer, was immediately critical of the Obama administration's policy towards Syria, and he called it weak. Can you give us an overview of how Obama approached the Syrian conflict?
Well, let me just say one other thing first, if I might, Kate. I mean, it's horrible when a large number of people have been killed that the first reaction by anyone is to blame their political opponent. That's reprehensible, morally outrageous, and I would say that if it were a Democratic press secretary who said that. So let's first get that out of the way. We should be talking about the people who died here and the tragedy and how we can save lives, not pointing fingers. The Obama administration's policy was to try to deter and discourage Bashar Assad from using chemical weapons. When he did that anyway, when he used the weapons anyway and crossed the so-called red line, as President Obama had announced it, Obama hesitated to use force against Assad and instead went into a deal that the Russians negotiated for the weapons to be removed by the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, which is a non-governmental organization that won the Nobel Peace Prize. The hope was that the weapons would be removed and not used again. Clearly, that wasn't the case, as we've seen today.
Yeah, because the last attack that killed more than 1,000 people was in 2013 near Damascus.
Correct, correct. So we've had a good 4 years without a major attack. But as I said, there have been reports, credible reports, though I don't know if they're absolutely true or not, of the use of chlorine gas by Assad's forces in previous months. And there have been allegations that all of the weapons, the chemical weapons, had not been removed as promised after 2013.
And medical workers in the area are saying that this attack is different. It's likely that the attack perhaps used banned toxins. Do we know anything more about this?
Well, I'm not an expert, but I do know that this is a nerve agent and that the idea is to create a disruption to the nerve, one's nervous system. This is the sort of evidence that has come forth already of people having frothing from the mouth and various other internal reactions. And I think this is a kind of weapon that can kill more people with smaller amounts. That's what makes it really scary.
The Trump administration said earlier that their policy towards Syria was not regime change. What has the approach been in President Trump's early days here in office?
Well, as far as we can tell, and this is, makes it further ironic that they seem to want to point fingers at their predecessor, as far as we can tell, they've done nothing different from President Obama. They have jumped up and down and said nasty things about ISIS, but everyone was saying nasty things about ISIS. But they've continued to work with the Russians, as Obama was. In fact, they seem to be working more closely with the Russians. And Obama was not doing anything to indicate or create regime change. He had talked about it years ago. So the policy has looked pretty much the same. It's still early, but there's no evidence of any different strategy, or any different plan, any different tactics that the Trump administration has.
We're talking right now with Jeremy Suri. He's a professor in the Department of History and holds the Mack Brown Distinguished Chair for Leadership in Global Affairs at the University of Texas, Austin. We're talking about a chemical weapons attack in Syria where dozens have been reported killed. We know that hundreds have been injured. Jeremy, the UN Security Council has called an emergency meeting. It's going to be happening tomorrow. And the UN office responding for chemical weapons is reportedly investigating this. Do you think the UN Security Council, which is, of course, U.S. is a permanent member of, could have any influence in preventing further chemical attacks?
Well, one influence they can have, of course, is to get the information out and to prevent lies about it. And so people know this is happening and hopefully can put all kinds of pressure on Assad and maybe embarrass the Russians. But it's going to be very hard for the Security Council to do anything substantive because the Russians have a veto on the Security Council, and they are Assad's big protectors. So I'm not even sure the Trump administration would want to go to do something that the Russians wouldn't want to do. But even if it did, it's hard to imagine the Russians going for that. So I think it's going to be about public shaming and making sure people at least know the horror that's occurring here.
What have we heard from top administration officials like Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and UN Ambassador Nikki Haley?
As far as I can tell, not much of anything. It's still soon. They're still trying to figure out, I guess, what's happened. But as far as I know, the main comments have come from Sean Spicer, who I think you quoted before. But I would expect that certainly in the UN context, we'll get a statement from Nikki Haley. In general, Secretary of State Tillerson has been slow to make public comments since he's come to office. So I don't know if he'll make a statement or not.
Republican John McCain has been critical of President Trump's foreign policy, and he's been calling for pushing for the removal of the Assad regime. Does it look like other Republicans might push the Trump administration to look at U.S. involvement in Syria in a different light?
Well, I think what we're going to get will be a lot of, many Republicans who will reiterate what they said when Obama was president, which is that we look weak. And this is a threat to our interests when chemical weapons are being used because, of course, the use of them in one place opens the door for them to being used somewhere else. And they could be used against our soldiers in that region or elsewhere. So I think there will be criticism if the Trump administration doesn't do more, do something different from what Obama did. But I also think that with the exception of Senator McCain and a few others, very few members of Congress are desirous of sending American forces on the ground. So I think you'll hear calls for bombing and sanctions and things of that sort, but you won't hear calls for ground troops. Where this will be a problem for the Trump administration is, as everyone knows, there are serious concerns about the Trump administration's close relationship with Russia. And if the Trump administration does not take a strong stance against what Assad has done, this will be seen as one more piece of evidence of American Trump administration collusion with Russia, and that will be a problem for Trump.
And finally, we're hearing signs that this might be a war crime. From an international law standpoint, what could a chemical weapons attack carried out by a government forces, what could that mean?
So a war crime, if what has occurred is what you just described, that would be a war crime, or certainly would be prosecutable as a war crime, because a war crime is an intentional, brutal, unnecessary, disproportionate attack upon civilians, and that's what this would be. There is no case where I can think of where a use of chemical weapons on an undefended population would be justified under legal or proportional sanction. So this would be subject to a war crimes tribunal. It would be subjected to trial in the Hague. And what this would mean practically is that citizens or those close to Assad, anyone associated with this attack, could be arrested and tried if they leave Syria.
Do you have any idea what the White House's next steps might be?
I think they're in a tough position, and I think you're going to see different points of view. You're going to, from the NSC, from NSC advisor H.R. McMaster, and from Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis, you're going to hear calls for a strong condemnation and possibly increased sanctions and even limited military activities. But I think you're going to get a pushback from President Trump and Bannon and Kushner and others, and you're going to see an internal debate on this. In the short run, you'll see more condemnations of Assad, but they won't know what to do, and there'll be days of uncertainty. So far, they've been pretty unorganized in their foreign policy, and I expect to see more disorganization and more contradiction in the next few days.
Jeremy, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
That was Jeremy Suri. He joined us today to talk about the White House's response to a deadly gas attack that killed dozens in Syria today. It was the first major atrocity blamed on the Syrian government since President Trump took office.